It's time once again for the show where boy meets girl and girl meets boy. It's The Mating Game. And here's the host of The Mating Game, Jim Lund.
Thank you, Don Fardo, and welcome again to our show. Now, those of you who missed our show last week, naughty. It was one of our celebrity shows, and we ended up pairing Jane Fonda with David Eisenhower. What a biggie that was. Well, enough with the past, it's time for the present. And that reminds me, where is my Christmas present? Anyway, it's time now to introduce our three bachelors, and here they are.
Our first bachelor comes from Los Angeles. He's a law student at UCLA, lives with his mother, and loves apple pie. Please welcome Alan All-American.
Well, Alan, good luck to you.
Our second bachelor comes from Pacoima. After dropping out of junior high school, he worked part-time in a Shell station until he hit his boss over the head with a tire iron. Please welcome Harry Hard Guy.
Yeah.
While in high school, our third bachelor's hair was voted most likely to recede. Please welcome Al Bernay.
Hello, party.
Welcome, gentlemen. Now, as you know, our bachelorette has been pulled off the street and shoved into a soundproof booth, so she doesn't know what the hell is going on. Let's bring her on stage right now.
All right, Jim, let's meet Betty Boobs.
Well, tell us a little about yourself, Betty.
I'm a hooker.
You're a what?
I'm a hooker, and you pulled me off a street corner just as I was about to make progress.
We don't fool around.
Yeah, but I do. Now, where the hell am I?
Well, you're on television, and if you have a seat, you'll be able to have your pick of three dreamy fellas behind this partition.
Don't I get to see him?
Only after you've made your selection, my dear.
I'm not your dear. I'm everybody's dear.
Yes, well, let's go on with the questioning.
Bachelor number one, what would you like to do on a date?
Well, I suppose we could toddle off to the research library, and I could show you all the books with rules and regulations in them, like vehicle code information, and then we could go down to the malt shop and have a couple of chocolate shakes.
Boy, that sounds as exciting as watching cement harden. How about you, number two?
Hey, man, don't ask me questions right away. I think this is really a trip, man. You're freaking me out, man. Let me light up a joint here.
How about you, number three?
Well, I could show you my basement, and then you could help me make KILL recordings.
Number three, haven't you ever heard of a movie?
I kind of haven't, actually. What the hell's that?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry, Betty, but your time is up.
You ain't kidding.
All right, Betty, will it be number one, number two, or number three?
That reminds me, I haven't gone to the bathroom in 2 days.
Come, Betty.
Not now, later.
I got... Yes, what is your answer?
Neither. I'll take you.
You can't take me. I'm the host.
Come here, Big Daddy.
What are you doing? Wait, what? Get your hand over me. What are you doing? What are you doing? Stop that. Oh, God, I look like George. Help.
Join us again next week when we return to try to mate a new host with a new young girl. This program was pre-recorded. Stay tuned for Pee on a Dollar next on most of these same stations.